Hello, yes, my name is Aileen, A-Y-L-I-E-A-N. Like Alien, but Aileen is my actual birth certificate name. And I know that I look a little bit like I came from space, but I only came from Scotland. So I'll do a little bit of accent calibration just so that we're in the flow. You would say potato, I would say tatty. And this is my first time doing something at a festival, so I'm very, very excited. Woo! Yeah, I genuinely think, so that people outside think there's something cool going on, we should get a proper, like, woo, so let's get, like, a woo! Go. Woo! Okay, and now I want people to be intrigued, so let's go for, like, a shocked gasp, like, but audible. Yes, for sure, everyone outside is going to be like, what's that? So, yes, my name is Aileen, and like almost everyone trying to survive under capitalism, I experience a fair amount of anxiety. And last year, I had to give my very first big keynote. It was a really anxious time in my life. I'll take a second just now to give a genuine heartfelt thanks to everyone for being here today. Like I say, it's my first time doing an onstage thing at a festival. And this festival is so awesome. And I would not be here if it were not for all of you. And amazing things like EMF Festival would not happen if it were not for you. The world is genuinely a better place because you are in it. And I really hope that you feel that every day and specifically right now. Genuinely. So I have a word to describe my particular brand of mental health and anxiety, and that is Schrokay, which is Schrodinger's okay. As long as you don't look too close, I am absolutely fine. And one thing which I always find as a grounding technique is just memorizing things. So I memorize lists, digits of pi, countries, and I think it just gives me something which I can run through. So earlier this year, when I was giving my big keynote, it was a very stressful time, and as a complete byproduct of that anxiety, I am now entirely fluent in Morse code. Yeah, it's fun to memorize, it's fun to learn, and I want to share that joy and love of Morse code with you. So, you are going to learn some Morse code now. Here is a hand-wavy explanation of how to learn Morse code. There are loads of cool apps and stuff that you can do to actually learn it, but this is the theory and idea behind it. On this diagram, we're going to say one slide to the left will be a dot. So, boop, a little boop. And Morse code is entirely made of dots and dashes. And silence, but we'll talk about that later. So, a move to the left is a dot, and we only have one possible single character, one possible single character dot letter in Morse code. And so we give that special quickest to translate letter to the most common letter, the most frequent letter in the English language, which is?
E.
Nice, yes. So the little dot goes to E. If we move to the right, we're gonna do that as a dash. And the dash, the single dash, that coveted second position, goes to the second most frequent letter in the English language, which is?
T.
Nice! I know this was the right audience for those kind of questions. Which does mean, if rather than phoning home, E.T. were to have used Morse code, it would have been a bit more efficient. So after that, those are our single dots and our single dashes all used up, and we have to start making combinations. But it still continues roughly in frequency order. So here's the next layer down, where you've got all of your combos, you know, dot, 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 dash, dash, dot, dash, dash. Now clearly, you have shown that you are an audience who knows your letter frequencies, so feel free to sing along with me. The the alphabet, but done by frequency, would go E-T-A-O-I-N-S-H-R-D-L-U-C-M W-F-G-Y-P-B-V-K-X-J-Q-Z. But hold on. M was is like way in the middle of that alphabet. So why is M here in the second row of Morse code? And that is a rabbit hole which I am currently in, and it's a talk for maybe a future EMF, hopefully. But we'll just say for now, roughly, but not exactly, Morse code follows frequency order. So after we've used up all of the combinations of two characters, then we move on to our three character combos. Here they are. And if you are into binary trees, you might be looking at this and thinking, oh, that's the audible gasp that people can make. Look at that beautiful binary tree appearing. It almost fools you into thinking that Morse code is a binary language. But don't forget about the secret silence that you do need for Morse code to work. And then the next layer, unfortunately, the English language does not have enough letters, so the binary tree is missing a few bits, but still we have this nice binary setup continuing. So, if we were to read this, say for example we want to find the letter V, that would be three moves to the left, dot, 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 and then one move to the right, a dash. You can kind of follow the diagram round. So dot, 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 dash. And I am sure that there is at least one person in this audience who's just dying to get the fact out there. Where might you hear the Morse code for V? Go for it. Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. And like, my gosh, that's what serendipity, because it's his fifth symphony, and V is the Roman numeral for five, and it has that motif, dot, 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 dash. The world finally makes sense. It's all coming together. Except, there is no way that Beethoven could have intended that, because he wrote his fifth symphony round about 1806, and Morse code wasn't invented until 1830. Which leaves me with no option but to assume that the 1999 banging trance outfit Darude Sandstorm knew exactly what they were doing when they when they released this, which contains the motif which is the Morse code for four. So although Beethoven never intended the V in this fifth symphony, if you are in a club and you hear Darude Sandstorm come on, please do as the artist intended and get your fours up in the air for this homage to four. So yeah, this is, once you start noticing Morse code come up, it comes up everywhere. But this would be a good case for four being the best number in Morse code. So four is the best number in Morse code, right? Sorted, yes? We've got it. Or is it? Dun, dun, dun. And to get to the bottom of this, you're gonna have to learn the numbers for Morse code, but it's super fun. So, the way that Morse code numbers work is every single one of them has five characters. So it's not like the letters where some of them have only got one, and then some of them, like Y, have four. All the digits in Morse code numbers have five characters. So for one, we just have dot, and then we fill the rest in with dashes. For two, we have dot, dot, and then the rest get filled in with dashes. And this continues on. It's a really nice pattern. So as long as you know the pattern, you can kind of figure out what the number will be in Morse code. Now, some of you may foresee a problem coming, which is once we get to five, we've used up all of the spaces with dashes, and this pattern can't really continue. So take a second to think, what could we do? What might happen next? And all we do is we flip the script, and for six, we do a dash and fill the rest in with dots, and that continues on. Okay, and until we get to zero, which would be all dashes. So here are the digits in Morse code, one through to zero. And I think it's just such a beautiful pattern. And I do think that originally Morse was intended to be a lot more number-based, and so I think that's probably why the numbers are very nice. And the next logical question I think all of us must be asking, which numbers would be quicker to write out with the letters than to use these digits? All of the single digits, they just take five characters, so they are all going to be quicker than writing them out. But then all of the double digits, they're going to predictably take 10 characters. I have a graph. Ooh. Come on, I need everyone to think this is super cool. Ooh. So here's my graph of which numbers would be quicker to spell in Morse rather than to use the digits. So the kind of pink magenta line, that is if you were to spell them out in the English language. And it follows this kind of like fractal pattern. The more purple line, which very predictively steps up, every time you add a new digit on, it gets another 5 characters. But right there, at the very start, oh no, my iron brew! No! Oh, this is special iron brew I bought from home as well. It's like there's a special edition iron brew at the moment. Yeah. So anyway, right there at the very beginning, that number, the only one in the first 200 where the pink line dips below the purple line, is 10. The perfect storm. If you remember, the very shortest characters to transmit are a single dot, E, a single dash, T, and 10 is basically made up of those. It would just be dash, dot, dash, dot. So 10 would be quicker to actually write out. Now, my graph here only goes to 200 because although I love maths and nerdy things and I'm a mathematician, I never actually learned to code. So if someone who is better than me at coding would like to figure out later on like how this progresses, if it ever dips under again, I would love to see that because I unfortunately only ever learned one type of code and it is Morse code. Yeah. So yes, I would say the best number, you've got a choice. It's either 4 or 10, and that's just going to be personal preference, depending on whether you like to rave or you prefer efficiency in transmission. actually, I would love to hear, because I'm undecided, I'm totally split. Can I hear it for the 4s? Ah, can I hear it for the 10s? We're an efficient crowd here. Okay, okay. The 4s, I will see you in the bar later. We'll be on the dance floor. Okay, but when it comes to words, I unequivocally hand down know what the best word is, okay? There's no doubt about it. I have searched high and low and I have figured out the best word in Morse code, and it is... Ooh, toot. Yes, toot is... definitely the best word in Morse code. The reasons are plentiful, and I will explain them all now. Reason number one is that it is a palindrome, so it's the same forwards and backwards. And if you think about in Morse code, that's not necessarily always the case when you translate from English. A is just A, whether you read it forwards or backwards. But dot dash, when you read it backwards, becomes dash dot. And there are other ones of these. So W, dot, dash, dash, when you read it backwards, would become G. And this opens up a whole new realm of palindromes, which are not palindromes in English, but are palindromes in Morse code. So you've got naw, same forwards and backwards in Morse code, not in English. Then you've got other ones like this, researcher. Have we got any researchers in the house? Oh, no. I just heard a whoo. Yes, my heart goes out to you. It's a tough job. But at least it's the same forwards and backwards in Morse code. You can hold on to that. But you might be looking at that and thinking, it starts and ends the same. It doesn't look very samey. Let me just scoosh those letters together. Boop. If I forget about the secret spaces, then yes, it is the same dots and dashes forwards and backwards. Nice symmetry. Now look at this. Ah, what a beautiful string of dots and dashes. I feel like design-wise, it's perfect. The symmetry, oh, it's to die for. I would wear that as a necklace. Unfortunately, it is the Morse code for hairballs. Yeah, which in some realms are the same forwards and backwards, but still. Anyway, toot is the same forwards and backwards. It is a palindrome in both Morse and English. And there is an unspoken thing here, which if anyone is also fluent in Morse, you might be thinking right now. The reason that toot is a palindrome in Morse is because it is entirely made of dashes. It is dash, 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 dash. And I don't know if we have any Toms or if you know any Toms, but their name is also entirely made of dashes. And I'm going to count that as a win for toot, even though it's a bit of a cop-out on why it's a palindrome. Okay, so we know it's a palindrome. We know it's entirely made of dashes. We also have something called autological words. So that would be like pentasyllabic, pentasyllabic. It describes a word with five syllables, and it itself has five syllables. Toot is the word toot. And in Morse code, if you had, say, a party tutor, you could feasibly toot, 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 toot. You could toot, toot in Morse code. So it describes itself. It's autological. And my final reason to love the word toot in Morse code is something called ambiguous Morse. Oh. It's beautiful. So remember earlier when we were talking about how Morse is not really a binary language because it contains dots and dashes, but it also has that secret silence. You have to get the gap in the right place. And when you're learning Morse code, which you're all doing right now, this is the most common error that you'll make. You'll hesitate when you're pressing the button. You'll leave a gap where you didn't mean to. And this creates the conditions for ambiguous Morse. So for example, the word math, I love math, or maths. If you were to hesitate a little bit when you were typing the H just here, you would in fact not transmit the word math, but mates. And that's us, we're math mates right now. And there's more of these. There's nerd, which is the same dots and dashes, but just with different gaps as nice. And in my experience, all nerds are nice. And then also trig, short for trigonometry, same dots and dashes, but just with different spacing, would be cute. And there's triples of these as well. So this series of dots and dashes, depending on how you put your gaps into it, where you put the silence, could be either nicest or nearest or dentist. And I hope that you never find yourself in a situation where you frantically have to Morse code for a nicest, nearest dentist. But at least if you do, it's all the same dots and dashes. So, in conclusion, toot is a palindrome in both Morse and English. It's entirely made of dashes, which is either a technicality for the palindrome or a win, depending on how you view it. And it is ambiguous for moo. Yes, moo is also entirely made of the same amount of dashes. And as you've noticed by the accent, I am Scottish. And up in Scotland, we have a special kind of cow. They are ginger and hairier, just like the people. And so I have made a series of badges which look like this, with a healing coo saying toot instead of moo. And if you look around the outside, you've got your dashes for toot, dash, 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 dash. And if you would like to know how to ambiguously Morse translate it into moo, you need only look at the grass. There's a little bit of steganography in there with dash, 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 dash. And I have enough badges for everyone. So if you find me at some point this weekend and you say toot to me, I will give you one of these Morse code badges and I will be hanging around just outside in a second. But thank you all so much for coming along. The world is a better place with nerds in it. Nerds are the nicest, and thank you.